Secondary will now come to order. Secret, please call the roll.
Chair Kalatiyud.
Here.
Senator Simon.
Here.
Senator Berman.
Here.
Senator Harrell.
Here.
Senator Jones.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez. A quorum is present.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form, hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Members, we're going to take up tab one, Senate Bill 1376, on grants for genetic counseling education by Senator Burgess. Senator, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Mornings like this morning make you realize how grateful you are for your legislative aides and how well they keep you on task. So SB 1376 is a bill seeking to address the shortage of genetic counselors in our state. The bill would establish an education grant program to support students pursuing a career in genetics in the state universities who are helping Florida meet the current and future demand of rapidly growing genomic medicine industry. Genetic counselors often work in hospitals, clinics, labs, and biotech companies and play an especially important role clinically in areas like oncology, prenatal care, and rare diseases. Today, Florida is considered a genetic counselor desert with just 179 licensed GCs, many of which are working in research rather than clinical. This bill seeks to address that shortage. There is an amendment? Yes, there is.
We're first going to ask if there's questions on the bill. Are there any questions on the bill as is before the amendment? All right. Well, there's one amendment. We're going to take up Amendment 478534. Senator, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The amendment requires that graduate-level genetic counseling programs be accredited by the Accreditation Council for Genetic Counseling. It also specifies that the application provides documentation demonstrating that the proposed program is supported by sufficient clinical training capacity consistent with nationally recognized accreditation standards, just making sure that we're doing some belts and suspenders on the program to be the best that it can be.
All right. Are there questions on the amendment? Are there appearance forms for the amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Burgess, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Please close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
Yay. All opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Are there appearance forms? George Levescu, waiving their speaking time in support. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, and thank you for this wonderful bill. We finally are realizing the importance of genetic counseling. I remember back when we didn't even license genetic counselors in the state of Florida. So this, and now we are really promoting the education of them and making sure that we increase the numbers. We finally realized how important they are. So thank you for this bill. I think it's going to help us move forward. Hopefully we can find a pot of money to help fund this.
Thank
but thank you for establishing it.
Thank you.
Senator Berman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just going to say I did use a genetic counselor before I had my first child. And that was, I guess it was in Washington, D.C., and I think I actually had a genetic counselor down here also with my second child. So it's really helpful. It's a great field, and it's, you know, I think it's something that more people would take advantage of if we had enough genetic counselors in the state. So I'm glad that you're bringing this bill forward and happy to support it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Burgess, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just briefly, thank you for sharing that story. Senator Berman, I really appreciate that. I think it speaks to the importance of genetic counselors, and so I appreciate that. And thank you for some of the history and context as to where we started and maybe where we're going and the importance of that. Senator Harrell, I would invite you both, please, if you feel compelled, let's co-sponsor the bill. Let's do it together. I want to thank Rep. Adam Anderson for leading on this. He asked me if I would carry this in the Senate, and I learned a little bit more about it, and I said, this is a great bill, and so let's go. And so he's really charging forward on this. It's a passion project for him, and so I got to give him some props for that, too. Mm-hmm. Appreciate everybody.
Secret, please call the roll on CS for SB 1376.
Senator Berman.
Yes.
Senator Harrell.
Yes.
Senator Jones.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez. Senator Simon.
Yes.
Chair Kalatiyud.
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 1376 reported favorably. Congratulations. Senator Gates is on his way, so we will be in informal recess until he's able to join us. We are back out of informal recess. We're going to take up tab 2, Senate Bill 1570, Statewide Project for Missing Persons with Special Needs by President Gates. President Gates, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I apologize. I had to start affect some elections. Madam Chair, Senate Bill 1570 restores a program that Florida previously had in statute to help locate missing persons with special needs who are at high risk of elopement. The program known as Project LEO was originally created in 2016, operated through the Centers for Autism and Related Disabilities. It later expired under a sunset provision. This bill simply revives the same framework. It allows participating card centers to work with local sheriff's offices to provide voluntary tracking devices for individuals who are at significant risk of wandering so law enforcement can respond quickly. The bill provides non-recurring funding of $1 million so the program can operate within existing resources, and that's the bill.
Are there questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms for the bill? Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Berman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I love this bill. I think it's great, a great idea. I'm glad we're going to continue this program. I was the sponsor of the Purple Alert, which is for when individuals who are between the ages of 18 and 60 go missing, particularly if they have a developmental disability. And we know that wandering and is very high percentage among this population. So having these kind of monitors hopefully will save lives. The Purple Alert was done because there was an individual who left and wandered into a body of water and unfortunately died. And there were people who had seen him beforehand, but he was nonverbal and couldn't communicate. So I think that having these kinds of programs and monitors will really save lives. So thank you for continuing this program, and happy to. I will be a co-sponsor on this bill also, if, as long as you will allow me to. Thank you.
Of course, I'd be honored later.
Thank you.
Senator Harrell.
Thank you very much, and I too want to jump on and say how important this bill is. And I'm so delighted that the Senator, that the Senate has really is focusing on what we need to assist parents who have children with autism. It is, unfortunately, the increasing numbers of children who are being diagnosed, and wandering is one of the most difficult things parents have to face. And as we all know, children with autism are attracted to water, and the drowning incidence is the numbers are incredible. This will help tremendously. I remember when we started the program as a pilot program, and I was disappointed when it was no longer funded, but I'm delighted to see it come back. And thank you for your hard work in this.
Thank you, ma'am.
President Gates, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I think my two colleagues have already closed for me. Thank you very much.
Secret, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1570.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez? Senator Simon?
Yes.
Chair Kalatiu?
Yes. By your vote, Senate Bill 1570 is reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today?
Nope.
Is there any other business before the committee?
Nope.
Senator Harrell moves we adjourn. Is there objection? Seeing none, motion adopted.